Chapter 6 Footsteps of My Father. In the days leading up to the walk, I have my assistant call Harvey's office on a daily basis. It doesn't bother me either way if this has turned into a television program or not. I'd just like to find out if I'm going to be on camera, so I know whether to pack a good comb. Once again, and for the avoidance of doubt, the Footsteps of My Father walk is a deeply personal journey. It's something I want to do to honour my father. And interest from broadcasters is a side issue as far as my father and I are concerned. That being said, I have had my assistant buy up domain names. Footstepsofmyfather.com, footstepsofmyfather.co.uk, footstepsofmyfather.net, f00t5t3p50fmyf4th3r.com. Footnote. This baffled my assistant for a long, long, long time. But to men like me and James May, who can rattle off potential private reg plates using numbers instead of letters, this is perfectly clear. She, and to be fair, others, want to know why the walk even needs a website. If the walk isn't intended to raise my profile, why does it need an online presence? Footnote. Of course, my assistant didn't use this phrase. Instead of online presence, she said World Wide Web page. Believe me, when it comes to the broadband age, she's very much dial-up with a free modem she got from a magazine. She still asks Jeeves. Why does it need a website? It's a good question. I just figure that if this thing does take off, I don't want some lank-haired cyber-squatter to be owning the brand. A salutary lesson. When Philip Schofield got the This Morning job, giving his career a shot in the arm like a doctor might give a convulsing junkie who's got a shit career, he wanted to shout it from the E rooftops. Bad luck, Phil. Because at the time, philipschofield.com was owned by some toothless beach dweller who scraped a living making pottery painted with images of the seaside. The site was littered with spelling mistakes, and he didn't even have PayPal. Schofield, the real Schofield, the telly one with hair like aluminium, was pretty unimpressed and demanded that the URL be given to him. Anyway, lawyers got involved, and I think it only ended when Philip paid a couple of chaps to visit the pesky potter and beat him up a bit. That's a headache I could do without, thanks. Then, given that I'm setting up the website anyway, I think, what the heck, and for a bit of a laugh, I pay a branding consultancy £12,000 to create a visual identity for the walk. With my heavy involvement and final say-so, the designers and I come up with a logo that is as compelling, my description, as it is busy, their description, as snazzy, mine, as it is challenging, theirs. It's hard to describe in words, but I'll try. Its central motif is a large pair of footprints with a smaller pair of footprints inside them. This represents a child's footprints literally being in the footsteps of the parent. And while one of the designers insisted it looked like someone tracking a fucking yeti, to me it's abundantly clear what it represents. Anyway, each of the larger footprints is in a circle so they look like eyes, with a tear falling from the left one to signify that this is an emotional journey. Look closely at the tear and it has my face inside. The circles also double as the O's in the word footsteps, and the F of footsteps is angled forward slightly, and we've drawn a rucksack on its back to capture the idea of rambling. The first S of footsteps snakes through the middle of the logo, so it looks like a winding road. Two horizontal lines of the F of father are given trails at the back, so they look like go faster stripes and give the logo a sense of movement. And then what's this at the end? Look again. The R at the end of father is a partridge in flight, an abstract drawing of a bird lifted directly from the logo of the Liberal Democrats, literally the only good thing they have ever given the world. And this bird also bears my face. And the whole thing is put into another circle and appears to be peeping over a hilltop like a benevolent sun shining on the British countryside. It has a lot of ideas, and I like that. These days, too many logos have just one idea, but, as I say, this one has lots of ideas. Loads, actually. Sadly, this has never seen the light of day, and I'm not permitted to reproduce the logo here, all thanks to a disagreement with the branding consultancy over payment. I sought to pay a third in advance, a third on completion of the logo, and a final third when I'd completed the walk and developed a new and lasting bond with my late father. Footnote. In their view, the new and lasting bond required to activate the final tranche of the fee was vague and unenforceable. Oh yeah, I said. Enforce this, and I stuck up my middle finger, momentarily forgetting we were on the phone. Just as well I'd raised my ring finger in the confusion.